Claudia Burnell is a Colombian-born artist who now lives and works in Montreal. She's come to Vancouver as part of a series of programs for the 2006 International Women's Day. Her exhibit, Monument Ciudad Yaras, Only Women Who Die a Violent Death Go to a Paradise, opened yesterday at Galerie Gachet and continues until April 2nd. Claudia joins me now in the studio to talk about her work. Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Your exhibit has been described as video installation,
yes,
as well as performance. Can you describe what people experience when they go see the exhibit?
Well, this is a my piece is a video installation, which means that there are sculpture forms within and also a video. And this video installation is a combination of ceramics, wood, ropes, fabrics, stones, and corn tortillas, and a video which I made in Ciudad Juárez.
The exhibit was inspired by hundreds of women who have been,
yes,
murdered and missing,
yes,
in the city. How did you become involved in these cases?
Well, I went to live in Mexico for 2 years, and being in Mexico, I told to myself that I wanted to know what's happened in Mexico because I was going to live there for 2 years. So I start watching the news on TV and read the newspapers. And then reading the newspapers, I start knowing about these dead women found in the plastic bags and strangulated, brutally violated, rape. But I didn't know anything about these cases, so I start researching about what was happening. And it's why it's... Then I start knowing that 300 of women had been murdered in Ciudad Juárez, and there were at least 500 that were disappeared. So I said, well, as an artist, I would like to do something about this subject, and that's why I started doing my video installation. And I started to do it by myself, but then I asked for a grant to the Canada Council for the Arts, and I had a grant, so I had enough money to do this piece.
Why did you think it was important to use art to tell these stories?
But first of all, because it's the only thing I know how to do, and it's my work, and as an artist, I have always interested in political issues and social issues, because I think that art is a good arm to fight against social or political problems. And it's an arm which I can use well.
Which is important.
Yes.
Is there anything that you learned about Ciudad Juárez that creates such brutal violence against women?
Well, I worked for this piece. I worked for 2 years, and I did the research in medias, most of them in journals. And until today, we don't know really why all these murders have been happening. There are many theories, like organ traffic, snuff movies, or narco traffic, but I think the problem is all the social problems, finally, that brings violence to people.
How were the murders and the disappearances treated by the Mexican authorities?
There has been many research and investigation, but finally I think they don't want to know the truth because it's not good for the political and image of the country. So, but until now there have not been people who have been guilty, no, found guilty. Or there are others that went to jail, but then they went out because there were not enough enough information to say they are the guilty. So now we don't know anything. It's all like very I don't know how to say that. Catch. I don't know.
Yeah, just still unsolved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would assume that in a border city, that there is a lot of trouble and a lot of pain, but also a lot of hope from the people that come there. Do you capture this hope in your work?
Yes. Yes. When I went to Ciudad Juarez, because I went to Ciudad Juarez and also in Mexico, there are lots of people who are trying to struggle, and there are lots of people who get into organization. Like there is in Ciudad Juarez an organization called Casa Amiga, which means, which is an organization who works with women suffering from all kind of violence. There are also these mothers of the victims with Gaither in an organization which is called Por Nuestras Hijas de Regreso a Casa, which means for our daughters coming back to the house, at home. And they are very struggling very much, making pressure against the government to solve all these crimes. And which most impressed me was the solidarity between all these people to try to solve all the problems, not only in Ciudad Juarez, but also in Mexico City, which there are also lots of problems like poverty and everything. Like here, like everywhere, finally.
The subtitle of the exhibit is Only Women Who Die a Violent Death Go to Paradise. Do you have a paradise in mind that the women are dreaming of?
Yes, I think people in general and women are struggling for equality and justice, and not only here but everywhere, like in Colombia, in Chile, in Argentina. And I think the paradise is a place where we can live together without suffering, but suffering is good also if it's a suffering which help us to continue going forward.
Missing women are often ignored by the media and most of society, and often in Vancouver a lot of them were treated just as isolated incidents, that it wasn't a larger related problem. How can art create more awareness of this and hopefully challenge this belief?
I think that for me as an artist, the most important thing is not to forget, because if we forget things, it's finished. Like the day we are going to forget that 500 women have been assassinated in Ciudad Juarez, or that 75 have been murdered here, or that lots of people have been killed in Argentina or in Colombia or everywhere, then if we forgot that, after that we are nothing to do. So for me, I think my role in this case is just to remember to be advertised all the time that this is happening, and that we have not to, and we must not to forget all the problems in our lives.
Are there any specific discussions that you want to create about gender-based violence from people who come to see your work?
Yes, I think it's that. It's to be aware that's happening, and just not to do things to enforce all the problems.
And you had your opening of the exhibit was last night,
yes,
at Galerie Cachet, and
yes,
was that well attended?
Yes, there were a lot of people, and I was impressed because there were all kind of people, like from Chile, from Colombia, from Mexico, from here, autochthon people. I don't know how to say. Native, and
Aboriginal,
and young, now older, and I like that very much. That means that everybody is interested in this kind of work and in discuss all these kind of problems.
And it's here until April 2nd.
Yes.
And then, do you have plans to take the exhibit anywhere else?
I have presented this exhibition in Mexico, in Toronto, in Montreal, here, and then I'm going to present it in Val David. It's a little village near Montreal. And I'm happy to be here, and I invite people to come to Galerie Gachet till April the 2nd. And I want to thank all the people who helped me, because it's really hard to bring a show like this anywhere. So, and I really want to thank Galerie Gachet at Pacific Center for Alternative Journalism, the BC Federation of Labor, and Emily Carr Institute of Art, because I'm going to do a talk there tomorrow.
Okay.
And I want just to thank all these people, because they work very hard.
And what time's your talk tomorrow if people want to go?
It's at noon. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for coming here today.
To invite me.
I've been speaking with Claudia Burnell. Her exhibit opened at Galerie Gachet yesterday and will continue until April 2nd. Galerie Gachet is just around the corner from us. It's at 88 East Cordova Street in Vancouver. And this is Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.